Crystal Bodenschatz won three national gymnastics championships as a teenager but lost out on a chance at making the 2004 Olympic team. 90.5 WESA's Amy Sisk reports that the Cambria County resident is attempting a comeback to elite gymnastics at age 32.
Bodenschatz stands tall on the balance beam before she launches into a punch front. Two of her kids are running around the gym, curious about the front flip she just performed, and jumping from mat to mat.
Okay, you gotta sit though. You have to sit. Yes.
Bodenschatz doesn't want them running under the beam in case she falls.
This is usually how I work out with my kids.
Just a handful of moms throughout the world compete in gymnastics at the elite level. Most members of the U.S. women's national team weren't even born when Bodenschatz won her first national championships as a junior in 1999. Like them, she has an eye on the 2020 Olympics in Tokyo. But it will be tough to make the team. The United States has a ton of depth.
At this point, I can't really say that I'm right with them. I'm still trying to get out, you know, my nerves and getting back into competition.
Bodenschatz grew up a self-described gym rat, always at the gym in Johnstown where her mom worked. Brenda Uselak knew her daughter could benefit from training across the state at Parkettes, a facility with a history of producing some of the country's best gymnasts.
I come home one day and said to my husband, I'm going to move to Allentown, and he absolutely thought I was crazy.
Bodenschatz progressed really quickly after the move. Her brother, Donnie Uselak, recalls feeling like a bodyguard the first time she won championships as fans swarmed the family after the meet.
I'm like, oh my gosh, my sister's famous, like she's gonna be an Olympian.
Bodenschatz says her coaches pushed hard to make it to the Olympics, and it caused her to leave Parkettes the year before the event, feeling burnt out. She eventually went back, only to dislocate her ankle in January 2004. She didn't even watch the games on TV later that year. Not long after, she got a concussion competing for Penn State. She moved back home to coach at her family's gym, Uselak Gymnastics. That's where she started training again last summer, with that Olympic dream still on her mind.
Coming back into the sport was a very big deal because I just actually hated gymnastics. to find the love of it again is just amazing, and it's fun. Like, I feel like a kid again.
Her brother and mom weren't sure what to think when she floated the idea of a comeback. Here's Brenda Uselak.
We were like, all right, we're going to be the coaches. And if she gets hurt, it's all our fault.
Bodenschatz put in a lot of time conditioning. She appears really solid, especially on vault.
That looked better.
She's trying to get back and even upgrade the skills that earned her gold all those years ago.
I'm married and we have three amazing kids, and I'm at that point now that I'm like, wow, I miss doing stuff. I miss flipping. I miss doing this, and I can do it now.
The sport has changed a lot with a new scoring system and athletes like Simone Biles throwing difficult skills no one attempted in the early 2000s.
I feel like back then you had to be lean and very artistic, and yes, you had to be powerful, but you really didn't have to be. Nowadays, it's all about power.
A big test for Bodenschatz came at her first meet earlier this year.
I was prepared, but just, I never got nervous at a meet ever in my life until this one.
She did well on vault, but fell twice on beam and didn't get the score she needs to qualify for the U.S. Classic this summer. It would be her first major national competition in 15 years, and an important step on the road to Tokyo. She'll get another chance in June. If she doesn't make it, she's okay with that. Simply competing again is an accomplishment.
Doing those other things is just icing on the cake.
Donnie Uselak says his sister is inspiring all the young gymnasts who see her practice.
The most important part for me about this whole experience is just to empower girls to never give up.
They're watching her believe in herself and find joy in the sport once again. Amy Sisk, 90.5 WESA News.